The Alaska House has had its finance subcommittees review the state budget over the past month, and these subcommittees have proposed a series of spending reductions. But these cuts are much smaller than those proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. Here to talk about what the House has done and the future of the budget is Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Casey.
Andrew, what cuts to the budget did the House subcommittees propose?
Well, they proposed a total of $47 million compared with the current budget. And one of the biggest cuts that was in there was to the Department of Health and Social Services. The thing with that cut is that it was already scheduled as part of the Medicaid overhaul that the state passed 3 years ago. So not a lot of new cuts. I would say the other big cut that the House included was to the Department of Corrections, and that's to increase the use of community residential centers, what people know of as halfway houses, and also to increase the use of electronic monitoring.
What's the difference between the governor's proposal and what the House subcommittees have proposed?
Well, with what the subcommittees have dealt with, which is only a portion of the overall budget, the governor proposed spending cuts that are more than 10 times as large.
So, Andrew, what's the next step here?
The budget's being considered by the full House Finance Committee. Committee co-chairman Neil Foster of NOM says he's looking for more cuts. We'll find out on Thursday what's in a new version of the budget bill. One thing the subcommittees didn't take up is the bulk of the education funding. That's because the legislature passed a bill last year that funds education basically for this year. So if they don't take any action, then there will be no cuts and there'll actually be a $10 million increase.
Do we expect the Senate to approach the budget differently than the House?
There's a good chance that more of the governor's reductions will be in the Senate version of the budget, but the Senate may be on the same page as the House with the education budget. Senator Lyman Hoffman of Bethel has given an indication that he's not looking to start the school funding from scratch. But he acknowledged today that if they don't deal with it this year, they will have a major issue next year.
So on Talk of Alaska today, Governor Dunleavy discussed his authority to veto individual lines out of the budget. How will that affect the budget talks?
Casey, I really think that's going to be the question for the next 3 months. We know the range of possibilities, basically the governor's budget at one end and the House subcommittees at the other end. We think the House is going to inch toward the governor. Potentially the Senate could be in the middle. We don't know where the final number as far as the cuts is going to land. If lawmakers know that the governor will accept a lower level of cuts than he proposed, they'll want to have as much say as possible over where those cuts fall. But if he wants to go a lot deeper than what they're comfortable with, they may want to put the entirety of that on him.
And of course, people are wondering, where does all of this leave the permanent fund dividend?
Well, the House presentation on the budget that the House finance members took around the state this past weekend showed that if the House doesn't make any cuts, then PFDs would be $600. If there are $600 million in cuts, then PFDs would be at last year's level of $1,600. And if there's $1.5 billion in cuts, then the PFD would be $3,000. Lawmakers want to have the PFD be as high as possible. No one is pushing for revenue. It's really going to be a struggle between cuts and the PFD at this point.
When you say no one's pushing for revenue, do we mean revenue in the form of taxes?
Yeah, the Senate, I'll clarify that. The Senate minority, the Senate Democrats, would like to increase taxes on oil companies. We haven't heard any major revenue proposal come out of any of the majority caucuses in the House or Senate, and any tax ideas.
Okay, well, thanks for tracking all this, Andrew.
You're welcome, Casey. Thanks for having me on.
That's Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman at the Capitol.